Get back in your cage, you little flea bag.
Ow! Oh no, Kid and Kamado, they caught you!
Of course we did. There's no way a little fluff bucket like you was gonna get away. Don't try it again. We might not be so nice.
Are you okay, Kamala? How far did you get before you're caught?
Far enough. I wasn't trying to escape. There are too many guards, even if they are slow.
But I did what I set out to do. I got to the radio room and I sent out a call for help.
The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents The Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 4.
As our story begins, the crew of the Kamala have found themselves in perhaps the trickiest situation they have encountered so far.
Hannah Jo, this is terrible! How are we going to stop that giant octopus from terrorizing all the critters here in Waterland when he keeps hiding in that dark and spooky cave that's too crowded for the Kamala to navigate through?
That is a good question, Alan. But look, that might be our answer.
Ah! There's a haunted glove from that old diving suit we found swimming out of that old ship it was in, all by itself!
No, Darby, that diving glove isn't haunted. It's been sealed up. There's someone inside of it.
That's right, it's me, Gemma the Mouse. Don't worry, I figured out how to steer this thing pretty well. I'm heading in.
I don't know, Hannah Jo. That octopus has been bullying all us little fish for such a long time, stealing our lunch money and causing problems. What can your friend do?
You might be surprised, Janie the Trout. If anyone can do it, it's Gemma. She's a plucky little mouse.
And soon, Hannah Jo's faith in Gemma was justified when a large octopus skulked out of its cave with a very embarrassed look on its face.
Gee guys, I'm sorry. I've been a big bully. I never realized how I was making you feel. I guess I was just lashing out at you because I'm big and scary and have tentacles.
Well, gee, that doesn't matter to us.
Really? Boy, do I feel like a gnome skull. Which is funny, since I don't even have a skull or a skeleton of any kind.
But what about all that stuff you stole?
Huh? Oh yeah, it's in my grotto. I'll go get it right away.
Gemma, that was amazing! How did you do it?
I just chatted with him for a while, helped him see how the other fishies felt. He's not such a bad guy, really.
And on that note, I think it's time for us to go. Come on, peeps, back to the ship. It'll be good for us to get all this scuba gear off.
You guys can't go yet.
We want to find you, Heidi.
Okay.
And so, as soon as it was socially acceptable, the crew of four said goodbye to their aquatic friends in Waterland and made their way away in the Kamala.
And so, once again, we found a way to help the local inhabitants to overcome their problems, and...
What are you doing, Darby?
Just writing my diary. I call it The Adventures of a Space-Traveling Guinea Pig, and, his friends, of course.
Well, just remember, Darby, not every problem might be solved so simply.
I guess so.
Although I know one that will be, and that's the fact that I'm a big sweaty mess after spending all that time in those scuba suits. Take the controls, Alan. I'm having a shower.
Wait a minute, Hannah Jo. There's some sort of distress signal coming over the radio. Listen.
Uh-oh, that sounds like a cat.
I'll run it through the Pan-Galactic Fauna Translation Filter.
Help for all prisoners. They're keeping us in cages.
That's definitely a distress call. Alan, zero in on the origin of that signal.
Come and find us on Turtle Land.
It's over.
But we know where to go. Alan, take us to Turtle Land.
Sometime later, in an underground castle beneath the surface of the great river on Turtle Land.
Excuse me, your royal super special highness, King Floog, greatest of all the sea turtles.
Yes, pathetic lackey. Mo, is it?
That's right. Commander Ferd has a report from the gully where preparations are nearly ready. It seems that something odd has occurred. Something has come down from the sky.
From the sky? You mean perhaps like a cloud?
No, sire. More like a vessel of some sort.
A vessel? I don't like it. Strangers could cause problems. Capture them and bring them here. So must suffer all the non-turtles who dare set foot, paw, or flipper onto Turtle Land.
Meanwhile, outside, strolling along by riverbank.
I must say that your unexpected arrival was definitely, unthought of in advance.
Well, we're not trying to confuse anyone, Henry the Land Turtle, but we're concerned about this distress signal. It looks like someone's in danger.
Well, if that is true, It's almost certainly the fault of the sea turtles and their conniving king, Flug. Hopefully, you and your,
Something wrong?
Well, it's just that I am not normally used to talking to a flying glove.
Oh, yeah. I get a bit freaked out about that as well. But Gemma's not really a creepy, haunted, disembodied glove. She's actually a heroic mouse.
Come in, Alan. Everything A-okay?
Kamal and I are fine, Hannah Jo. What's up?
Just checking in. We've made a friend and have been apprised of the local politics. Turns out there are two groups of turtles here. The land turtles and the sea turtles. They don't get along.
Land turtles? Do you mean like tortoises?
I guess so. I haven't really brought it up.
Hannah Jo, there are turtles coming from the river. Lots of them, and they look angry. Are those sea turtles? What do they want?
Who knows what madness lurks in the minds of our wretched aquatic cousins. Stay behind these bushes.
Ferd, why does King Flug want us to round up all these creatures in the gully? What's the point of it all?
I don't know, Mo. I thought he was worried they'd interfere with our plans. But now I'm wondering if it's just that he doesn't like non-turtles.
The plot thickens. Sounds like they've got all the creatures captured somewhere. But where?
I know how to find out. Wish me luck.
Dobby, wait!
Tally-ho, guys! You think you're so tough, ha!
Ferd, look! There's one now. Quick, grab him!
Ah! Oh, darn! You captured me! Now what do I do?
You're gonna be our prisoner. Take him back to the castle, Mo.
Dobby, why did he do that?
Quick, Gemma, follow them in your glove. But keep out of sight. Find out where those prisoners are. Henry, I want you to take me back to that gully. Sounds like a big key to our mystery is there.
And soon, Darby found himself imprisoned with a strange menagerie of local animals.
Another one. Will it never end?
It will if we have anything to say about it, Ostrich. Listen, I'm Darby, and I'm here with my friends to help you. We received a distress call.
A distress call? That was me. I sent that.
Of course, a cat, just as we thought. That was very brave of you. What's your name?
I'm Kamala. Kitten Kamala.
Kamala? Really? That's the name of our ship?
Your ship?
That's right. We use it to explore all different worlds and have amazing adventures. Now, somebody tell me, what's going on here?
It's the turtles! They captured us!
We all used to live peacefully in the gully until they started causing problems.
Yeah. In fact, in used to call the place, old animals live together peace. Land. And now we're trapped here, with no hope of escape.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Beaver. Would you, Gemma?
No, I wouldn't.
Who's that?
That's Gemma, and her amazing aerodynamic glove. Quick, Gemma, get us out of here.
Meanwhile, back at the edge of the gully.
Keep low, Henry. I can see some activity ahead. Look, are those your enemy turtles down there? They're building something, and it doesn't look pretty.
Listen up, everybody! Stop working! King Flug is going to address us on the radio!
Attention! This is your Royal Majesty Flug, King of all sea turtles. I am speaking to you from the radio room of our underwater castle. The launcher for our weapon is warming up, and as soon as it's done, I will fire it and destroy the enemy land turtles' villages. As they have denied us the pleasures of the land, so now we will deny them. Their resolve will crumble, and the sea turtles will rule all of Turtle Land.
Can't wait.
I think we need some backup. Come in, Alan.
Alan here. What's up, Hannah Jo?
Alan, there's about 100 agitated sea turtles here that look like they're building some sort of giant rocket.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear is right. I want you to bring the Kamala over.
Hannah Jo, I think they have spotted us.
Hold it right there, you two. Huh. A land turtle and a weird, upright alien. Well, I don't know what you're doing here, but you're too late to stop us from firing our rocket.
You fiend!
Well, I grant that it's extreme, but orders are orders.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to let you do that. Now, Alan!
And at that moment, Alan flew the Kamala in from over the trees and swooped down over the rocket. All the turtles went into a turtle tizzy, slowly moving to and fro in panic. Henry, the land turtle, took the opportunity to lumber away into the woods. Alan shot out a line with a magnetic grappling hook at the rocket, grabbed hold of it, and pulled it into the air.
I got it, Hannah Jo, but now what?
Take it away, into space. It could go up any second.
It's heavy, Hannah Jo. I'm moving as fast as I can.
Gemma, come in, Gemma. Can you hear me?
Meanwhile, inside, Darby and Gemma led Kit and Kamala and the others through the labyrinth of corridors that made up the Sea Turtle Underground Castle.
It's this way! No, wait, it's this way! Darn it! I'm still not used to all these different directions.
Darby, do you think when all this is over that I could travel with you and go on some adventures too?
Sure, Kamala, I guess so. We could ask Hannah Jo about it anyway.
Wait, I'm getting a message from Hannah Jo.
Can you hear me, guys? We've got an emergency. The Sea Turtle King is in the radio room of the castle and is about to launch a rocket that might destroy the Kamala. You've got to stop him.
The radio room. I know where that is. Follow me.
Moments later, the animals arrived at the radio room. Inside, they saw one lone sea turtle, his scaly foot poised over a large red button. Yes, it was King Flug getting ready to activate the rocket.
Stop right there, nasty turtle king. Keep away from that button.
What the? What is the meaning of this? All non-turtles are outlawed on Turtle Land. Get back to your cages. Guards! Guards!
There aren't any guards about, Flug. There's no one to stop me from stopping you.
With the dexterity of a cat, Kit and Kamala leaped onto the back of the Turtle King, but promptly slipped right off its smooth shell and crashed into a wall beyond.
Ow! Kit and Kamala!
You little pipsqueak! You think you can stop me so easily? Now!
Not so fast. Maybe Kit and Kamala can't stop you alone, but we can all do it together. Come on!
And on they came. The poor Turtle King was so caught off guard by the sudden throng of cats, beavers, ostriches, guinea pigs, and flying gloves that came upon him that the battle was quick and brief. The Turtle King was subdued. The finishing touch came when Kit and Kamala pulled his crown down around his head and over his eyes.
Let me go! How dare you!
That's enough out of you. Hannah Jo, come in. We have captured the Turtle King.
Hey! Good work. Alan has managed to dispose of the rocket harmlessly into space. Now, keep an eye on that king. From what I'm hearing, he's behind a lot of problems here.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, Hannah Jo.
Henry, you're back.
And he brought his land turtle friends. Come on, youngsters, attack the sea turtles!
Oh, all right, this is it! Let's go, everyone! Attack the wretched land turtles!
And before Hannah Jo's horrified eyes, the land turtles and the sea turtles charged forward, intent on destroying each other in a frenzy of violence. After a moment, though, Hannah Jo realized it was actually going to take several minutes for the slow-moving turtles to lumber close enough to each other to do any damage. So she saw she had an opportunity to intervene.
Hold it, everybody! Stop! This is absurd. I mean, if turtles and tortoises that look so much alike that I can't even tell you apart can't work together, then what hope is there for any of us?
Tortoises? There aren't any tortoises here. Just turtles.
What? But I thought... Hang on a minute here. What exactly makes you land turtles in the first place?
Well, it's because, I don't really know. Is it just because you guys control the river?
No, it's because you were on the land when all this fighting broke out. All those years ago. At that community picnic.
That's right. And the rest of us were swimming, so we became the sea turtles. Before that, we were all just part of the same big turtle community.
Why, that's right. I remember it just like it was yesterday. We decided to have a special picnic with only land food. Some of us got a bit hungry and we dug in, but we thought there was another basket. Turned out someone had forgotten it, so there weren't enough sandwiches for everyone. But before we could apologize, the sea turtles went ahead and attacked us.
Apologize? King Flug tried to talk to you guys, but he told us you were gonna attack us. So we attacked you first.
Well, then Flug was a liar.
Well, this is just about the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. A whole generation of war just because someone forgot extra sandwiches. You're both to blame, and you both have to work to make it right.
Why should we? Since this fight began, the sea turtles have kept us from returning to the river. Oh, how I miss the feel of the cool water flowing over me, and the muddy river bottom squishing beneath my feet.
Now, hold on a minute, you young whippersnapper. I reckon maybe the funny upright alien is right. What good has all this fighting ever done to for us?
I gotta agree. Ferd, don't you think King Flug is a bit of a grump anyway? And what's up with his anti-non-turtle policy? I mean, I like cats.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe it doesn't have to happen this way.
That's right. It's time to sit down and start working things through.
And hours later, various groups of turtles were mingling about in an uneasy fashion in a local turtle town square. One of them, Mo, stood with their new friends, Alan, Gemma, and a very tired Hannah Jo, watching it all.
Well, everyone's a bit uneasy, but they are beginning to hang out together. Maybe we can start getting along again.
But what good is it if the leaders can't work things out? They've been meeting in that hut for hours.
Well, we are making progress, but it's slow. And I don't know how much longer we can stay. You turtles have got to learn to sort out your own problems eventually.
Well, I know one thing. When you go, I want to go with you. If you'll have me.
Darby told me all about you, Kitten Kamala. With a name like that, how could we say no? Speaking of which, there's Darby now. What's going on, Darby? I was just about to rejoin you.
It's okay, guys. We're just taking a little break. The leaders have all agreed to meet again in half an hour.
Good work, Darby. I'll take the next shift, shall I?
Actually, Hannah Jo, I've been thinking. There isn't going to be a quick solution for this one, is there? It's going to take time, and they're going to need help, at least for a while.
What are you saying, Darby?
Well, what if I stayed here for a while and just helped them move in the right direction?
Are you sure, Darby? It could be a long time before we're back this way again.
I know, but ever since I've met you, Hannah Jo, you've taught me that there are all sorts of directions you can go in. Up and down, this way and that. That your course can change at any time. I think mine has brought me here. It's not too different from Guinea Pig Land. I could enjoy making this place my home.
I'll miss you, Darby. We all will. You're the bravest guinea pig I know.
It won't be the same without you, Darby.
No, it won't. But that's part of the fun, isn't it?
And soon, after some tearful farewells, the Kamala and their slightly altered crew were on their way.
Welcome aboard, Kitten Kamala. This is the bridge where we fly the ship. Back there is a dining area. And through that door you can go down to the bedrooms.
I put a little pillow in there for you to sleep on.
Wow, a mouse! Are you the one from the glove? I didn't know you were a mouse. Yum!
Now, Kitten Kamala, there'll be no eating Gemma while you're a part of this crew. Is that understood?
Oh, yes, of course. It's just been so long since I've had a nice, juicy...
Hannah Jo!
Don't worry, Gemma. If she eats you, we'll eat her. Got that, Kitten Kamala?
Got it.
Now, Gemma, why don't you show Kamala around the rest of the Kamala while Alan and I figure out our next destination?
Okay.
Lead on, Gemma.
Darby was right, Hannah Jo. Change can be exciting, but it's sad, too. I hope Darby will be all right.
Darby will be better than all right, Alan. He'll be amazing.
And away the Kamala flew. Meanwhile, in a little turtle hut, in a turtle village, back on Turtle Land, two groups of turtle leaders sat on either side of a turtle table, waiting quietly. Then, a small furry creature entered the hut and spoke with purpose.
Okay. Everyone here?
Yes, Darby.
We're here, Darby.
All right, then. Let's get to work.
This has been episode 4 of the Hannah Jo Stories, featuring Hannah Metzner, Nathan Metzner, Anas Erickson, Rod Lobaugh, Ben McClure, Alyssa McClure, Violet Wilkin, Hannah McGurr, Miriam Lobaugh, Johanna McClure, and Laurel McClure. This has been a Blue Towel Radio Theater production.
Oh, sure!